Chapter 13. Thus says the Lord to me, Go and buy you a linen belt, and put it on your loins, and don't put it in water. So I bought a belt according to the word of the Lord, and put it on my loins. The word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, Take the belt that you have bought, which is on your loins, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a cleft of the rock. So I went, and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. It happened after many days, the Lord said to me, Arise, go to the Euphrates, and take the belt from there which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and took the belt from the place where I had hid it, and behold, the belt was marred, it was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thus says the Lord, After this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, who refuse to hear my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their heart, and are gone after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this belt, which is profitable for nothing. For as the belt cleaves to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave to me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, says the Lord. That they may be to me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear. Therefore you shall speak to them this word. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they shall tell you, Do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? Then you shall tell them, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings who sit on David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Lord. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have compassion, that I should not destroy them. Hear you and give ear. Don't be proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death, and make it gross darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret for your pride, and my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is taken captive. Say to the king and to the queen mother, Humble yourselves, sit down, for your headdresses are come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south are shut up, and there is none to open them. Judah is carried away captive, all of it. It is wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. Where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when he shall set over you as head those whom you yourself taught to be friends to you? Shall not sorrows take hold of you, as of a woman in travail? If you say in your heart, Why are these things come on me? For the greatness of your iniquity are your skirts uncovered, and your heels suffer violence. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. Therefore I will scatter them, as the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion measured to you from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore I will also uncover your skirts on your face, and your shame shall appear. I have seen your abominations, even your adulteries and your neighing, the lewdness of your prostitution on the hills and the field. Woe to you, Jerusalem, you will not be made clean. How long shall it yet be?